Welcome back to The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. In Jim Crow America, African Americans were second-class citizens. Through laws and social norms, racism was legitimized. The practice operated as an everyday part of life. Well, today we talk about being in a post-racial society, and there's this sense that many want to put this era and the horrors that came with it, you know, put it behind us. But today, a new museum is opening in Michigan that's designed to do the opposite. It's designed to highlight that history, not sweep it under the rug. The Jim Crow Museum of Racist Memorabilia is dedicated to preserving and displaying racist objects of the era. Our Takeaway Detroit reporter, Martia Guzman, has been covering this and joins us now from Detroit. Hello, Martina.
Hello, Todd.
So tell me a little bit more about David Pilgrim. He's the founder and curator of the museum. What inspired him to create this exhibit of racist memorabilia?
Well, Dr. Pilgrim says that it was a specific experience of meeting an African-American antique dealer in the 90s, which inspired him to take this collection that he'd had in his basement and relegate it to a small room and actually create a museum. The woman he met had a collection which covered a barn from floor to ceiling, and this was the reaction he had when he saw it for the first time.
If you could just think of every evil, every racial evil that the creative human mind can devise, that's what she had. And it just blew me away. And I think it was around that time that I started thinking, you know, I need to create what she has, but I need to place the stuff into some type of context.
So what about the process of collecting all this stuff? How did he curate it?
Well, he had it all in one room. He had it all in the basement of his house, and he carried it with him everywhere he went. And at one time, his four-year-old daughter went downstairs into the collection, and, you know, she went down to look at it, and this is what he says what happened. This was his transitional moment.
She just said she liked playing with daddy's dolls. And what she meant was, well, you know, I had a couple of mannequins dressed in, you know, Klan robes. And I was like, you know, I got to get this stuff out of my house.
You can imagine having those objects in your house and having your daughter playing with them. It might be shocking. But I think, you know, when most people think about racism, they think about attitudes, not necessarily objects when they talk about racism. But what about the objects? What kind of things besides Klan mannequins does he have?
He has everything from objects from the turn of last century, sort of descriptions of black people or drawings of black people, very dark with the big lips, you know, eating watermelon and so forth, all the way to current, very current stuff that was made in the last 5 years. For example, he's got a bumper sticker of President Obama that, you know, looking like a monkey and eating a banana. So, I mean, he's clear to point out that these things, this memorabilia making or these racist objects haven't stopped. And, you know, he was specifically fascinated and unnerved by racist propaganda that was created for children and the fact that families would sit around in living rooms together and belittle black people as sort of a game. And here's his thoughts on the collection of racist toys.
I think that toys and games are an especially pernicious way to spread, you know, ideas about any group of people. We have, you know, some shooting games, you know, where blacks are the targets. I give you another example where you had these simulation parlor games. Like, you know, you'd pull a card, and then you'd have to act, you know, the way the card told you to act. And we have lots of games where the card says something like, you know, act like a colored boy eating chicken.
So what kind of reaction does Dr. Pilgrim expect or want people to have when they walk through his museum and they see all these shocking objects that at one time were completely normal?
Well, you know, this exhibit has already been on tour, and this is the first time it's got a very large home in which to display. And, you know, what he's clear to say is that the museum is a part of America's history and should not only be in places that have a high concentration of African Americans, but the reality is that, you know, it needed a place where white Americans would be able to see these objects, would be able to react to these objects, and to really begin talking about this and to have dialogue about it. So this is how he summarized what he thought his vision for the museum was.
I don't want to sound trite and cliche-ish, but I mean, we really are a place where we believe in the triumph of dialogue. It just sounds like such a cliche to say that, but we are having some of the best discussions about race that are being held in this country, and we're having them in this small town.
You're listening to Dr. David Pilgrim there on tape in an interview with Martina Guzman, our Takeaway Detroit correspondent and a reporter at WDET in Detroit, who has toured his Museum of Racist Memorabilia and interviewed Dr. Pilgrim. Martina, thank you. And hold on the line there, because I want to transition now and have a chat with Renee Romano. She's joining us now. She's an associate professor of history and African-American studies at Oberlin College, co-editor of the Civil Rights Movement in American Memory. Professor, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
You know, in talking to Martina there, you sort of have the shock of racist memorabilia, even children's games, flip cards, dolls that encourage children to behave in a racist manner or view their African-American peers with disdain or judgment. You know, it just reminded me of a trip through the Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. There's a lot of this stuff in there. Pilgrim's not the first to do this. There are Nazi propaganda board games and dolls and coloring books for children depicting Jews in the most disgusting light. So while he's doing something for America that might be new, this has been tried, this sort of indoctrination of children.
Well, absolutely. I think it reminds us that racism is an ideological system that manifests itself in laws, it manifests itself in economic structures, and in material culture. And the material objects ground racism, and they perpetuate these degrading stereotypes that then can shape people's ideas and particularly indoctrinate children, really, into a way of thinking that then perpetuates social structures.
Renee Romano, I can see people reacting negatively to a museum like this. Nobody likes to be reminded of this part of our past. And in a museum like this, you're reminded directly. Is there a chance that Pilgrim or others he's associated with might face a backlash from people either who don't want to be reminded so directly or think he's just dredging up a past that we're better off just putting behind us? We have a black president now. We don't need to look at these things anymore.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that conversation comes up whenever we try to have an honest conversation and really look at our history and the depth and breadth of racism in our past. Some people will always say, we've moved on, we don't need to look. I think we always need to have a complex understanding of our history, and pretending it didn't happen or assuming that it has no legacies for our present is really problematic. And I think the fact that Dr. Pilgrim has objects that were made recently shows that these stereotypes continue to resonate. I picked up a Mammy salt shaker on a trip to the South recently that was made in China, which I thought was just a fascinating circulation of objects and economics. So I think the past that he is putting in this museum is not, in fact, dead and laid to rest.
Martina Guzman, you've been there. Is there something about looking at, handling, being in the presence of actual objects that's qualitatively different from hearing about racist ideas or racist stories? I mean, hearing somebody describe, you know, being treated in a racist manner is one thing, but when you see the objects, do you feel differently about it?
Well, I think what Dr. Pilgrim said about the students looking at the objects themselves is that at first there's a little bit of a sense of shock, you know, sort of the hand coming up to the face and thinking, oh, my God. And he said people leave the museum, people leave there with like a profound sense of sadness initially. And sort of that's the reaction, you know, that people have when they go and they visit and look at them upfront and personal. And it's not something that they've heard. They can actually see that they truly exist. So there's no denial about it.
How long has the museum been open, Martina?
It actually opens today. Today is the grand opening of the museum. It has been part of a touring exhibit. But today, you know, the 9,000 objects actually open to the public. And you have to understand, this is a small town. This is a small town with a population of 10,000 people. So for it to open in a place like, you know, Western Michigan is really significant. And I think one of the most important things that Dr. Pilgrim did was the name. He named the museum the Jim Crow Museum of Racist Memorabilia. And I think other museums, you know, haven't been that direct at, you know, naming their collections something like that. Yeah. And he really hit it between the eyes.
That's Martina Guzman, WDET features reporter and takeaway reporter in Detroit, joining us. Renee Romano, before we go, will you visit the Jim Crow Museum of Racist Memorabilia, Michigan's next door to Ohio, isn't it?
I will, absolutely. He's had an online presence, and I've used that already in my classrooms, and I will bring my class and everyone else to visit. Yeah, absolutely.
Renee Romano from Oberlin is planning a field trip to the Jim Crow Museum of Racist Memorabilia. She is co-editor of the Civil Rights Movement in American History. Thank you for joining us, Professor.
Thank you.
Well, you can read more of this story on our website, thetakeaway.org, and Dr. Pilgrim has an online presence. We'd encourage you to visit his website as well, the Jim Crow Museum of Racist Memorabilia. I know I'm going to visit it, whether or not I make it to Michigan, and my trip through the Holocaust Museum just reminds me of the Candyland Monopoly-type board games depicting horrible depictions of Jews from the 30s in Nazi Germany. None of this is new. I'm Todd Zwillick, filling in for John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee. This is The Takeaway.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.